translation, the Brahmana's son Sringi said, "Oh, just look at the sins of the rulers, who, like crows and watchdogs at the door, perpetrate sins against their masters, contrary to the principles governing servants." Purport.
Brahmanas are considered to be the head and brains of the social body. And the Kshatriyas are considered to be the arms of the social body. The arms are required to protect the body from all harm. But the arms must act according to the directions of the head and brain. That is a natural arrangement made by the Supreme Order. For it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita that four social orders or castes, namely the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, and the Shudras, are set up according to quality and work done by them. Naturally, the son of a Brahmana has a good chance to become a Brahmana by the direction of his qualified father. As a son of a medical practitioner, has a very good chance to become a qualified medical practitioner. So the caste system is quite scientific. The son must take advantage of the father's qualification and thus become a Brahmana or medical practitioner, and not otherwise. Without being qualified, one cannot become a Brahmana or medical practitioner. And that is the verdict of all scriptures and social orders. Herein, Sringi, a qualified son of a great Brahmana, attained the required Brahminical power, both by birth and by training. But he was lacking in culture, because he was an inexperienced boy. By the influence of Kali, the son of a Brahmana became puffed up with Brahminical power and thus wrongly compared Maharaj Parikshit to crows and watchdogs. The king is certainly the watchdog of the state in the sense that he keeps vigilant eyes over the border of the state for its protection and defense. But to address him as a watchdog is a sign of a less cultured boy. Thus the downfall of the Brahminical powers began as they gave importance to birthright without culture. The downfall of the Brahmana caste began in the age of Kali. And since Brahmanas are the heads of the social order, all other orders of society also began to deteriorate. This beginning of Brahminical deterioration was highly deplored by the father of Sringi, as we will find.
Aho adharma palanam pibnam bali bujam iva swaminyagam dadasanam dvarapanam. Well, this is the pride of one who is situated in a respectable position. The problem is that in the material world, generally, whenever we get some respect, we often abuse it. In other words, we abuse it by disrespecting those who are in a lower position. We think that we're superior in reality. one should think of himself always as lower than the straw on the street. Even if he's in a so-called higher position, because these positions that we have, sometimes I'm a Brahmana, sometimes I'm a Shudra, they're temporary. So I might be very proud that now I'm a Brahmana, but this is not a permanent situation. For example, the next life, I might become a dog. Pride is not desirable. It is said pride comes before the fall. Or another example, analogy is that the tree who has real fruits, the branches, they hang down low. And the tree that has no fruit, he's standing very tall. The branches are high. But he has no fruit, so what is the use of his pride? In other words, a real fruitful person, or a person who's actually qualified, thinks of himself as being very insignificant. Now, someone may say, well, this is artificial, because obviously, if he's genuinely qualified, why wouldn't he know it? Why should he act like he isn't? But one of the qualifications of being actually advanced is that one realizes his insignificance. He may have to play the part of a teacher or a king, but in his heart he's always thinking, I'm just the insignificant servant of the Lord. For example, Srila Prabhupada gave us a kind of surprising view of how a spiritual master sees his disciples. We generally think that the relationship between guru and disciple is that the guru is the master and the disciple is the servant. But Prabhupada was saying that he sees his disciples as spiritual masters come to teach him. Krishna arranged to teach him in this way. And that's not an artificial view, it's actually how he feels, because he's thinking, I'm so fallen, I'm so wretched, and just see, Krishna is so kind, he sent me these nice disciples to train me up. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when his disciples would pay obeisances to him, he would say, Dasasmi, I'm your servant. So this is the mood of one who's properly situated in an exalted position. He thinks, I'm the servant of the others. I'm the servant of the others, even a king. He thinks, I'm the servant of all the other members. Sometimes he has to be very strong and forceful, but he should not become puffed up and carried away. Just like Kamsa. Kamsa was the son of Ugrasena. And when Kamsa tried to imprison Vasudeva and Devaki, then Ugrasena sent his army to stop Kamsa from doing that. And there was a big battle in the assembly hall, Sabha Mandap, right on the at the doorway of the assembly hall. There was a big battle between Kamsa's forces Because after all, he was the prince, and he was something like a commander in chief of the army, so he had his force. But Ugrasena didn't approve of what he was doing to Vasudeva and Devaki, so he sent other forces, and there was a battle. And it said that Ayuta, 10,000 Janaanam, persons were killed there. And there was blood streaming down from the assembly house. And Kansa took his club, Gada, and he was smashing anybody he touched with his club. He broke their shoulders, their arms, their legs, and just smashed them. So he had some power, but he abused it. Then he grabbed his father, tied him up, and put him in prison, and then he began to rule. So throughout history, there are persons who do this. Also in the Bible, Absalom, he usurped, he was the third and favorite son of his father, King David. But he wanted the kingdom, so he rebelled against his father, drove him away, and took the throne. In Scotland also, this was done. And England. So throughout the ages, there's always been this tendency to want more and to try to take advantage. Now, in the case of Sringi, he didn't want the throne, but he was very attached to being honored as a Brahmana. And it was based on his birth. He was thinking that I'm higher because I'm a Brahmana. So how has he insulted our family? We saw this also in the case when even amongst the girls, the two daughters, one was a daughter of Shukracharya. Her name was Devayani, and the daughter of King Maharaj Shariyama, the daughter's name was Sharmishta, and so they were bathing one day in the river, as girls do in India, without clothes. They left their clothes on the bank. So Lord Shiva was passing, or Narad Muni was coming, one of the sages, and so the girls, they wanted to cover themselves out of respect. So it just so happened that Sharmishta accidentally took the cloth of Devayani, or Devayani took the cloth of Sharmishta. And so Sharmishta said, "What is this?" Or Devayani said, "What is this? The shoe, the watchdog, those who are supposed to be watching at the door, now they're thinking that they're the head, they're taking my clothes." She was thinking, "I'm a Brahmana." And then Sharmishta, she said, "But your family, just like beggars, and we have to maintain you. We Kshatriyas have to maintain you. You have to come like beggars at the door." So in this way, they were insulting each other by birth. This is the problem with identifying with the body. Prabhupada was speaking with some persons in South Africa, and he said a dog, he identifies with being a dog, and if someone thinks I'm Hindu or I'm Christian or I'm American or this or that, then what is the difference between him and the dog? They're both identifying with being the body, so we're not this body. So why should Sringi have been so proud of being a Brahmana? He was thinking, I'm a Brahmana by birth. I have a Brahman body. I'm this body. But actually, we're just in the bodies. The soul is in the body, it's not actually the body. For example, let's say someone's driving in a nice car, Mercedes, and then there's a kind of an old, dilapidated car in front. He says, hey, old car, get out of the way. He speaks to the person as if he's an old car. He's thinking, I'm a new car, big car, expensive car, and you're just an old car, old clunker, get out of the way. So this is improper. Now, what should Tringi have done? Well, we discussed the other day, he should have consulted with higher authorities before he made this judgment. We'll go on to the next text. Brahmanai kshatra bandhurhi grihapalo nirupitaha sakatam tat grihe dvastra sabhandam oktum arhati. The descendants of the kingly orders are definitely designated as watchdogs, and they must keep themselves at the door. On what grounds can dogs enter the house and claim to dine with the master on the same plate? Purport.
The inexperienced Brahmana boy certainly knew that the king asked for water from his father, and the father did not respond. He tried to explain away his father's inhospitality in an impertinent manner befitting an uncultured boy.
Point is that one may be in a lower status according to the social divisions, but he may be more advanced spiritually. Spiritual advancement doesn't depend on the Hare Krishna. Doesn't depend on the status, whether one is because kiba shudra kiba kiba vipra kiba nyase shudra keni noi jay krishna tattva veta se guru hoy. Whether one is a sannyasi, brahmachari, grihastha, or whatever, if he knows the science of Krishna, he can become guru. The fall down, Prabhupada described the historical fall down in the more recent history, that the brahmanas in India, they mistreated the others, the lower groups. And they mistreated them so badly that these people, they wanted to leave Vedic culture altogether. For example, if some untouchable or something like that happened to walk even across their shadow, a Brahmin shadow, he might become very outraged. Oh, look, you've touched my shadow. You've contaminated me. And they basically rejected them. So later on, these Shudras, they became Muslims when they got the opportunity as a protest against the improper Brahmins. And now in Kali Yuga, the Brahmins, what is the qualification? The principle of being a Brahmana will be the sutra mevahi, that he simply has a thread, a Brahmin thread, worth a few paisa. That's all. That's what it means to be a Brahmana in Kali Yuga. And we see that someone's riding a rickshawala, tela, and he's claiming that he's a Brahmana. Is that possible? How is it possible? If he's a Brahmana, what are the duties of a Brahmana? Patana patana yajana yajana dana patigra. His occupation is studying, teaching scriptures, worshipping the deity, not driving a bicycle. He doesn't become a servant or a worker, an employee. He always keeps his independence. in his field. Then he's qualified. Hare Krishna? Yes, question?
Then there is a question which comes up on my mind about the devotees who have been initiated as brahmanas within our society, but by accepting householder life they are engaged in other occupations. Of course they are Vaishnavas on one hand, but what is their social status?
What is their
social status?
Social status? Vaishnava? A Vaishnava is transcendental. And there are many examples of Vaishnavas who are in different statuses. Arjuna was a Kshatriya, Sudama the florist, and then Nanda Maharaj was a Vaishya. Even Kolavecha Shudra was simply making leaf cups, like a Shudra or a... But it doesn't matter, because if one is a pure devotee, then he's still situated transcendentally. So he's not to be seen as according to his varna and ashram situation. I know even in our movement, there was one devotee, householder, he was doing some business. But he was doing business just to maintain and to carry on his preaching. And then he also expanded his preaching. And so this is fine. In other words, whatever business he may have been doing, that's not a disqualification for being a guru if he knows the science of Krishna. Continue with the purpose.
He was not at all sorry for the king's not being well received. On the contrary, he justified the wrong act in a way characteristic of the brahmanas of Kali Yuga. He compared the king to a watchdog, and so it was wrong for the king to enter the home of a brahmana and ask for water from the same pot. The dog is certainly reared by its master, but that does not mean that the dog shall claim to dine and drink from the same pot. This mentality of false prestige is the cause of downfall of the perfect social order. And we can see that in the beginning it was started by the inexperienced son of a brahmana.
Prabhupada was discussing with the devotees in Vrindavan, and it was brought to their attention that there were some smarter brahmanas who they wanted to get the Westerners as their disciples, but they wouldn't touch any food that they would prepare. They wouldn't eat it. And they wouldn't really let them get too close. They would be disciples, but not... So Prabhupada said, yes, they think that if whatever the Westerners cook, that's not prasadam. They can't touch it. But they don't mind taking their money. So in other words, their idea was that we're in a higher position. We don't want to be defiled by these lower birth persons. But they didn't mind taking the money from them. Similarly, just like the Jagannath Puri. Now, it's not allowed for Western devotees to enter the Jagannath Puri temple to see the deity because of their lower birth. But many of these persons who were born in lower birth, but now they're not behaving like lower persons. They're behaving like Vaishnavas, chanting the holy names. They're spreading Lord Jagannath's mercy all over the world. They're even worshipping Lord Jagannath. But based on birth, they're not allowed. So that will cause problems, and that's why people hate the caste system all over the world, because of these abuses. What we're reading about now is why people hate the caste society, the Varnashram system. So, we have to educate people on the correct understanding. Just like the other night when we were at the program over at Chom's house, one gentleman, he saw that I was wearing a Brahmin thread. So he asked about it, why are you wearing sacred thread? I said, well, it's not by birth. It's by guna and karma, by qualification. So if one is doing the work of a Brahmana, then he can be respected as a Brahmana. If one, it doesn't matter whether he was born a Brahmana or not. If one gets initiated by the bona fide Brahmin spiritual master, then he becomes qualified as a Brahmana. Just as kangsam vidaneena dvijatvam jayateena. Just as bell metal, when it's mixed with mercury in an alchemical process, it becomes gold. Similarly, when an ordinary person gets initiated, diksha, then he becomes a true Brahmana. When Prabhupada gave me brahminical initiation, he put the thread over my shoulder and he said, now you're fully Brahmana. So, because we're acting on that platform. Anyway, even one who's acting, he should always be humble and never think himself great and disrespect others. Even if one is in the position of leadership, sometimes we teach our leaders and our bhakti leaders, okay, you're in charge, but that doesn't mean you disrespect those underneath you. You have to give guidance, but it has to be done with respect, not disrespecting them. There was one movie and there was a lady, she was a teacher, so she was teaching the little children. And she explained that putting it my way but nicely. So that is how a teacher, he puts it his way, but he does it nicely out of respect, because after all, they are spirit souls. It's not that I'm better than them. Temporarily, I have this body, and it's my duty to act in this capacity. Any questions? Continue.
As the dog is never allowed to enter within the room and hearth, although it is reared by the master, similarly, according to Sringi, the king had no right to enter the house of Shamaka Rishi. According to the boy's opinion, the king was on the wrong side and not his father, and thus he justified his silent father.
Brahmanai Kshatrabandhurhi. But one of the qualifications of the Brahmana, Brahma Janetiti Brahmana. So actually this person, Sringi, was not on the platform of a real Brahmana. Because he wasn't on the platform of understanding the spirit soul. Otherwise he wouldn't have placed so much emphasis on the birth of the king. So this is, anyone may be born, even if he's born in a family of dog eaters, Svapacha. Shat karma nipuno vipra mantra tantra visharada, avaishnava guru nasya, avaishnava svapacho guru. If one is born in a family of brahmanas, and even if he's acting as a brahmana, if he's not a Vaishnava, he cannot become a guru. Now, if one is a Vaishnava, he's automatically a brahmana. It's included. He doesn't have to separately go through all the procedures to become a brahmana, like caste brahmana. No. He's brahmana because he learns all the principles. Shama dhamata paksho cham shantir arjavam evacha. Anyone who's a Vaishnava, he must be self-controlled. He must be able to control his senses. What is the question of being a Vaishnava, but he's not able to control his senses, or he's not clean? The only exception is if one is on the platform of an avaduta. An avaduta may not externally be clean, but actually he's perfectly clean because Krishna makes everything that he touches purified. He's so clean, and his heart is so pure that even the dirt that may be on his body becomes sanctified by association with him. So don't think that he's unclean. But that's a very exceptional case. One should not claim that I'm an avaduta and I don't have to take bath. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.